Good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask that for any sister that's listening this morning that she listens to these warnings that are in the Bible and she takes them very seriously and doesn't minimize them and dismiss them, but takes them for what they are and what they mean in the fullness of the Word of God. I ask all these prayers by in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just talking again about how eternal damnation, falling away, all these things that you don't hear about in today's church that the Bible warns against, okay? And take a look at Luke. It's Matthew chapter 25, okay? The parable of the talents, for example. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." Okay? And then you have, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you have, of course, the servant that doesn't use any of it, okay? He says, then the master comes back, and then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, there hast that is thine." His Lord answered and said unto him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he that have abundance shall, but to him that hath not shall be taken away that which he hath." And listen to this, verse 30. "And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." That's hell. That's hell. Okay? Don't lie to yourself. Because, you know, Jesus says, you know, he asks people when he's talking from the scriptures, he says, "What does the scripture say?" And they'll say, he says, "How readest thou?" I'll ask him, "How readest thou?" Okay? How do you read the scriptures? Okay? You can lie to yourself and make it say something else. That's why I asked him that. "How readest thou?" Okay? This is clear. This person is a servant, was a Christian. Okay? All right? You have a king and a servant, right? That's Christ in us. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. He's cast out into utter darkness with his weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay? Because this whole thing with the way that the church is like, well, you can be a Christian professing the Christ, and it doesn't matter what kind of fruit you bear. You'll be fine. Not so. You need to read your Bible. You need to read these parables. Okay? They're warnings, and they're real, and they're going to happen. And you take them, and you're going to, if you know this, and if you've walked with the Lord, his word is more serious and more grave and more real than you think it is. Never once, okay, have I seen the word of God be fulfilled and went, "Wow, well, Christ was, you know, that was an overestimation." It's quite the opposite, to be honest. Most of the time when I see it fulfilled, I go, "Oh my gosh, that's what that means?" Okay? Because it's just so profound and so real, and it means exactly what it means. Okay? To where it echoes throughout all eternity. He means exactly what he says, okay? Once again, I already talked about grace, okay? And what it means, okay? Because if your faith is in God's grace, you will bear fruit, okay? You will do something with those talents. He will bring forth that fruit from within you, okay? If your all of your hope and all your faith and all your trust is in his grace, okay? But once again, if all your faith and all your hope and all your trust and your plan for salvation is in his grace, you will hear lies like "once saved, always saved," and you can't lose your salvation, and you will run away from them. okay? You'll be terrified of him because the fear of God will be put inside of you. It lets you know that that is not true and you need to ignore it and you need to run from it and anything like it. Okay, I'll leave it there for today. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a glorious day with you and that she serves you and she just finds special opportunities also to throughout the day to just worship you and give you thanks. And she bears fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.